listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A new campsite, extended breakwater and beach revitalisation. That's how the Midwest is set to benefit from the state government's $165 million investment into outdoor tourism across WA. Premier Roger Cook says they want to encourage tourists to spend time in nature.
We want to continue to make sure that our incredible environment, our incredible outdoors, is a significant asset and attraction in relation to boosting tourism.
The Nationals have officially committed to bringing a rescue chopper to the Midwest if they're voted in at next year's state election. The party first making the promise last month, but now pledging to invest a $45 million vehicle for the region if elected. A spike in motorcycle fatalities in WA has prompted fresh calls to keep safety front of mind. 20 riders have died on our roads this year, compared to a total 16 in 2023. Road Safety Commission's Charles Haynes says the deaths are largely in our regions.
60% of the fatalities have been in the regions and 40% have been in the metro area. Generally, the fatalities that happen in the regions are single vehicle accidents.
Experts are warning Aussies to consider the potential dangers inside garages. It follows a surge in garage fires nationwide. Brooks Australia's John Griffin says we need to be mindful of the potential hazards.
Paints, paint thinners, pool chemicals, and even now they could cause a fire, but also now with the evolution of so much in the lithium ion battery recharging stations, you've got e-scooters, e-bikes and a lot of cars, so that can also cause some dangers for the garage.
In sport, 3-on-3 basketball has arrived in Carnarvon. Registration and scratch matches set to take place at the PCYC tonight. Both senior and junior competitions getting underway. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.